Hello everyone. Today we're going to learn the last unit of this book. Unit 12, Mainly Revision. 本单元的学习目标，我们在这单元当中复习第七至十一单元的日常交际用语，重点复习表示提出建议及其应答，巩固部分情态动词的用法。Okay, now let's come to the dialogue. Today we're going to learn a dialogue between Kate and Li Chun. They are friends and are talking about keeping fish. When you read the dialogue, please find out the answer to these questions. Now let's see. Number one, where does Kate want to keep the fish? In a round bowl, right? Now number two, what's wrong in keeping fish in a bowl? Can't get enough air, right? Number three, what size of a tank should she get? 30 centimeters by 30 centimeters by 50 centimeters. The next one, what should she put in the tank and why? She should put some large rocks and the water plants because fish love swimming around the rocks and through holes in them. And the water plants keep the water clean, make the tank look much prettier. Okay, now let's come to the language points here. Number one, I saw a beautiful fish the other day. 几天前呢，我看见了一条特别漂亮的鱼。The other day means a few days ago. For example, I saw a friend of mine in Beijing the other day. The other day, my students visited an industrial exhibition. 那么就是说啊，几天前呢，我的学生们参观了工业展览会。Okay, so the other day can be put both at the end of the sentence or at the beginning of the sentence. 那么也就是说，它放在句首或者是句尾都可以。Number two, it's a bit small, isn't it? So are the fish. 这小了点儿是吧？鱼也小啊。那么这里面 so 加上助动词，再加上主语，这是一个倒装结构，它表示什么什么也怎么怎么样。比如说 He can speak French, so can I. 他会讲法语，我呢也会讲法语，相当于 I can speak French too. Number three, I think you should get a tank if you want to keep fish. 就是说如果你要是想养鱼的话呢，你应该买一只水箱。这里面Keep fish 表示的是养鱼，那么 keep 在这里表示养活或饲养的意思。比如说 The man made a living by keeping bees. OK, 那个人是靠养蜂这个维持生活的。OK, keep bees. The next one, He had a large family to keep. 他有一大家子人要养活。Number four,We need to find one about 30 centimeters by 30 centimeters by 50 centimeters. Okay. 那么注意这个用法。这句话的意思是说 ,the length of the tank is 50 centimeters and the width and height are both 30 centimeters. 注意同学们要注意，这里是指的是长50厘米，然后说宽和高都是30厘米。Okay.我们往往用 by 这个表示这个量度，比如说一间15英尺宽20英尺长的房间，我们要说成 a room 15 feet by 20 feet. OK, now let's come to lesson 46 and lesson 47. Number one, a young lion has escaped fromGreen Park Zoo in Southeast London. 一头幼狮呢从伦敦西南的绿色动物园逃走了。Okay? Escape 表示逃跑逃走。比如说 The prisoner escaped from the prison yesterday. Okay? 一个逃犯呢昨天从监狱里逃跑出来了。The next one. None of them escaped punishment. Okay? 他们当中没有一个人 这个逃脱掉惩罚，这是 escape 后面加上一个名词，请注意。He can't find a way to escape cleaning the house. 也就是他找不到办法避免做扫除，不做扫除。注意 escape 后面如果要加动词的时候，动词一定要用 ing 形式，也就是形成 escape doing something. The next one. Anyone who sees the line is asked to telephone the zoo and the police. Now this sentence means if you see the line, please telephone the zoo and the police.就无论谁看到这头狮子，请打电话给动物园 和警察。Okay? Anyone who sees the line, 这是个定语从句，用来修饰前面的先行词。Anyone, okay? 那么当 anyone 做先行词的时候，我们为动这个引导定语从句的这个词，往往我们用 who。比如说 ,anyone who has questions is welcome.Number three, she had a surprise of her life. 那么这句话呢是一个固定说法。This is a fixed expression meaning a very great surprise. Okay, 这话的意思是说她大吃一惊。Number four, she was just about to open the window and shout at the dog to frighten it when she stopped and stood quite still. 就是说她正准备打开窗户大声吓唬那条狗时，这时呢他突然停住了，站着一动也不动。这里有个句型叫 be about to do 什么什么 when， 表示正要做什么什么事情，这时候又发生了另外一件事。比如说 I was about to sleep when the telephone rang， 我正要睡觉，这时候呢电话响了。句中的 stood still 表示 stood without moving，本课中有好几处出现了 still 的用法，比如说 Worse still, it could even carry up the baby in its mouth. 就是说更糟糕的是狮子甚至会把孩子叼走。 B. The lion could still be seen in the bushes eating the meat. 仍然可以看到狮子在灌木丛中吃肉。 C. After a momentIt fell over and lay still. 就是说过了一会儿它倒下了，一动不动地躺着。从上面几个句子当中我们可以看出 still 可以是形容词也可以是副词，它的意思是仍然或更或不动的无声的，或者还可以表示虽然什么什么还是要，或者是然而怎么怎么样。比如说我们看这句 The book is not perfect, still it is very good.说这书啊虽然不十全十美，但是仍然是本好书。请同学们掌握住 still 的这几种用法。Now number five. Slowly it turned its face and stared straight at Mrs. Cousins. Stare at 是盯着 ,ok? 那么这句话的意思就是说他慢慢的他转过脸去，然后呢这个直盯着这个 Cousin 夫人。我们看 ,the children in the village stared at the foreigners, okay? 这个山里的孩子们啊，村里的孩子们在那盯着看这些个外国人。The man gave the lady a rude stare, 这里的 stare 又变成了名词，就是说啊，那个人无理的盯了他一眼。Number six, at that very moment, the animal bent over the baby. Now this sentence means,The animal bent its head and shoulders down over the baby. 就在那一刹那，狮子向婴儿俯下身去。Bend 在这里表示弯腰、屈身或者是屈服的意思。比如说 Don't bend over your desk. 别太俯身到桌子上去。The tall man bent to speak to the little girl. 高个子的人呢，弯下腰来和小女孩说话。The boy can't bend before his brother. 那个男孩啊不能向他哥哥屈服，这里 bend 又表示屈服。Number seven, Mrs. Cousins held her breath and her whole body went cold. Cousins 夫人屏住气，全身发冷。这里我们有个短语叫 hold one's breath, means stop breathing, 这叫屏住呼吸。But her whole body went cold means her whole body became cold with fear. Okay? 这里面 go cold 表示变冷。Go 在这里是联系动词，表示变为、成为或者处于什么什么状态。比如说 ,meat goes bad easily in hot weather. The young man went red with anger, 气得脸都红了。Okay. The number 8, there was not a moment to lose. This is a fixed expression meaning she had to act quickly. 注意这里头there was not a moment to lose, 这是一个固定表达方法，表示再也不能耽搁了，他必须得迅速这个行动。Number 9, the lion looked at her as she swung the pork in her hand, so as to attract the lion's attention. 也就是说，当他摇晃着手里的猪肉吸引狮子注意力的时候，狮子呢看着他。这里有个短语是 attract one's attention, 或者我们也可以说 draw one's attention, 表示吸引某人的注意力。For example, her beauty attracted our attention, 她的美引起了我们大家的注意。Okay, now next, let's come to lesson 47, okay. Of course, she had to fetch help. It was important that she should get help.这话意思就是说，当然了，他只得找人来帮忙。Number 11, I think we will give her a shot, just to be safe. He took a long plastic pipe and filled something into one end. 我想呢，为了安全，我们还是得给他射一针吧。Okay, give her a shot, 叫给他射一针。他拿出一根长长的塑料管子，在管子的一头装上一点什么东西。Number 12, walking slowly across the grass, he pointed the pipe at the lion and fired.
他慢慢地穿过草地时呢，把枪筒对准狮子，接着就开枪了。那么这里头我们看一看 point at 和 point to. Point at 我们往往说把什么什么指向什么什么，或者是瞄准，而 point to 就泛泛指的指着指什么什么，比如说It is not polite to point your finger at people, okay? 就是说这个用手指着人这是不礼貌的。They pointed their guns at the enemy. 他们把这个枪指向了这个敌人。The hour hand of the clock pointed to 8 when we set off, okay? 我们出发的时候这个钟表的时针指向八点。Point two. Okay, number 13. The lion made a sudden angry noise and struggled to its feet. Okay,
狮子突然发出一声怒吼，挣扎着站起身来。这里面 struggle to its feet means try to stand up. Okay, so much for all the units of this book. Thank you for your attention. Goodbye.